thing that struck me the most is that the comments themselves seem kind of naive to me. And what I mean by that is that, you know, there's segregation in the country and in our, throughout our country, and it takes all different kinds of forms. What we're having here, what that piece was about with the proms, is an extreme form that is dramatic. It went on longer than it should have. You know, well, it should never have happened. I mean, I went to a school with separate proms, and I don't think they do it any longer. But I don't know, the comments seemed so pointing to Mississippi as how could that happen in this country? And it's as if, why didn't they know that this kind of segregation is true in this country? Do you see what I mean?
So where else would you say they would see this kind of segregation in this country?
Well, I think there's segregation everywhere. I mean, look at our newspapers, look at our, you know, I went to a journalism school for graduate school, Columbia, where there are very few people of color in our graduate school. Part of the reason I came back to Mississippi when I did. I'd been gone for a long time, and it surprised me that, you know, that there wasn't more of an effort to integrate a school that was sending very good journalists out into the world to report on America. You know, we have newspapers we have that are not very diverse. You know, and we have people in denial about that around the country. There are schools that have been resegregated all over the country, if they were ever truly segregated in the first place.
Or integrated in the first place.
Integrated in the first place, right. With this prom thing, it's like, yes, this is extreme and it's awful, and it's something that cursed me, you know, the fact that I grew up in that kind of segregation and I left the state because of it. But then once I was out there in the rest of the country, I realized that this kind of thing is everywhere I look, you know, and part of the reason I came back home is I met these heroes here in Mississippi who stayed. You know, who said, I'm not going to run, I'm not going to go hide out in a big city and look down my nose at the poorest state in the country, and not it because of their ongoing problems because of our racist history. You know, I'm going to go back and I'm going to be part of it, and I'm going to do what I can. And that's what we try to do with the newspaper. And I guess what I would challenge people, you know, when this was a great piece that you guys did, you know, And this is the kind of story we do all the time, you know, exposing things to people they don't know. But if people nationally are surprised by this story, my challenge to them would be, you know, look at that story and say, that is just insane. And thank God those kids are different. And thank God they're doing something about it. And then take a look around them.
Yeah, because you know? if they, I think the thing that gets me about it is if they are amazed by this one extreme and dramatic example that involves a high school dance, how would they feel if they actually looked around at the way people live and the jobs people can get and who's getting hauled off to jail and so on?
Well, that's the thing. It's like, look at the statistics for who goes to jail, to prison, and loses the right to vote for what crime and what race they are. You know, I agree that separate proms that's a huge problem, and that's at the root of where these other things come from, you know, teaching kids this ugly, stinking thinking early on, right? But look at our prison system. I mean, look at our schools. Look at when people are making the decision to send their kids to a school where everybody has the same income level that they do and the same background, right? And so they're sending kids to schools like that where they're not learning how other people live, you know, other people in other neighborhoods.
Yeah, they never see it.
That's right, they don't see it. So it's kind of like, I'm not surprised that you don't know about that there are still lingering things like this in the South if you don't know what's going on in your own neighborhood.
Yeah, it's not that I mind them complaining about something wrong that went on in the South. It's that I feel like they stopped paying attention, not just to the South, but everywhere.
One of the biggest barriers we have, I believe, are white progressives or any progressives who want to believe that they are above the conversation, that they live in a situation because, you know, they don't live in the South, or they live in, you know, they work with people of another race or ethnicity or whatever. they live in a situation where they're above it. And the truth is, no one does.
There is no above it.
There is no above it. And the conversation is not simple, and it can never be one just of finger pointing. And I learned that because I left the South thinking I was never coming back because of the way, you know, I grew up, as you know, in Philadelphia, Mississippi, where Cheney, Goodman, and Schwerner were killed. But once I came back, I've realized I live a more diverse, more open and interesting life now among people who want to talk about race, who confront these issues every single day. And I never lived that way among that in other places, including New York City, including Washington, D.C., where I lived, nowhere. And this is happening here, too. You know, and so when people look at that prom story and only see, can you believe this is still happening, I would say what they should be doing is looking at it and saying, look at what those young people are doing. You know, they are being deliberate in confronting it when given the opportunity, even though there's still some holdouts, you know. And some of those holdouts, I can tell you now, they just got to die off. And that's the truth everywhere, you know. I mean, there are blind spots everywhere and in all situations. And, you know, and I think that a story like this, the best thing that can come out of it is that people watch that piece and then they say, you know what? What can I do that's something like that? What can I look around me? What can I notice that I've had blinders on about?